A key witness scheduled to speak at an Enron hearing tomorrow morning is refusing to testify before Congress. David Duncan was a partner at the accounting firm of Arthur Andersen until he was fired last week for his role in the destruction of documents. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Lawyers for David Duncan sent a letter to the House Energy Subcommittee today in response to a subpoena they received late last night. They wrote that their client is not yet ready to appear before Congress. If required to show up, they said the former Enron auditor will invoke his constitutional right not to testify unless given immunity. Republican Jim Greenwood will chair tomorrow's hearing.
We think that that's a bit outrageous. Mr. Duncan came and spent 4.5 hours with our staff, told his story. Allegedly, we have every reason to believe forthrightly, and we see no reason for him at this point to suddenly invoke the Fifth Amendment and refuse to come to our committee.
Greenwood spoke on C-SPAN this morning. He wants Duncan to repeat what he's already told congressional investigators, that he was relying on guidance from within Andersen about what documents and emails to destroy. That conversation took place last week at Duncan's attorney's office in Washington, D.C. But Duncan wasn't under oath then. Law professor Steve Salzberg of George Washington University says taking the Fifth after private discussions with congressional staff could raise some questions about his story. Salzberg says it depends on what Duncan really said in last week's conversation.
If he equivocated during his statements in any way, then his taking the Fifth and not being willing to explain further in public will surely cause people to have some doubts. If he was unequivocal and if documents corroborate what he said, well, his taking the Fifth probably isn't going to weaken very much the force of his statements in private.
Duncan's lawyers insist their client wants to continue to help the committee track down who at Andersen knew about document destruction. But Duncan is a key witness not just for Congress, but potentially in a number of civil lawsuits and a criminal investigation going on at the Department of Justice. With all that court action ahead, many legal experts agree the smartest thing Duncan can do to protect himself is to say nothing at all to Congress. Duke professor Sarah Sun Beal says witnesses can't start talking about things that make them look good, for example, then invoke the Fifth as questions get tougher.
So if he began testifying and then got concerned about the nature of the questions, honing in on perhaps the destruction of certain evidence or other matters, he couldn't say, well, I don't want to talk about that anymore. I claim my Fifth Amendment privilege. Probably he would have gotten far enough into it at that point to have waived the privilege as to that line of inquiry.
Still, Congressman Greenwood wants to question Duncan in public.
He needs to come to the committee tomorrow. He needs to sit before us. We will ask him questions, and he can invoke the Fifth as he chooses. But we think he has an obligation to the people to tell us what happened. This is a very important matter that's affected very adversely a lot of real human families, and we want him to come and testify. And if he doesn't, we withhold the right to cite him for contempt of Congress.
People close to Duncan say by insisting he appear tomorrow, Congress is really after a televised show. Greenwood had originally wanted to put Duncan and his former boss, Andersen CEO Joseph Berardino, in front of the committee at the same hearing in order to get their stories straight. Duncan says he destroyed documents on the advice of company lawyers. Berardino denies Andersen executives were involved. But instead of Berardino, Andersen is sending a top technical expert to clarify Andersen's rules on document management. Two other Andersen employees more directly involved in the document destruction will testify as well. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.